no, we went back to England.
So this is 43?
Yeah. And the bosun said to me, Dick, is he coming back? I said, I don't know. He said, AB. He's promoting me again.
Yeah.
That blew my way off. So in three trips, I went from boys to AB. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
So we loaded coal. We loaded coal. And we took the coal to Canada. Not sure. At the port. Up to Bear Fundy. Anyway, we unloaded the coal. Just dumped in there. You wonder why we take coal to the United States. Why? They got their own coal.
Yeah.
That was number one quality coal, called anthracite.
Mm-hmm.
It was to be used for bunkers on steam burning ships who needed it. Principally Allied ships that were coming to Canada. They could store up and use better coal.
Yeah.
Gives you more
power. Was it coal from Wales?
Yeah, from dirty coal elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
And the coal that got more minerals in it.
Yeah.
And the coal we were given. We loaded flour to take back. White flour. Black coal, white flour.
In sacks?
In sacks, yeah. Loaded. Cleaned everything up. Put the sack. Took that back to England.
So that, the coal would just be not, it's not contained.
That,
it's just
that coal was big lumps.
Bulk, yeah.
With big lumps and loose and pieces.
So you have to like hose down the hold after you unload it?
After we unload it. They just took it out and took it.
Yeah.
Well, our ship itself had to load coal. And when they load coal in England, they took the railroad car full of coal and dumped it like that.
Yeah.
Right in, it makes a lot of dust. I don't know what they did here, I never saw them do it. Because they don't have small cars like here, like the coal cars here are real long, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I don't know how they did it. Mm-hmm. Maybe the same way somewhere, I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, they didn't need coal over here.
Yeah.
For ships, they're all oil fired. So we took that back.
Took flour back to England?
Yeah, went back. No problem. He called for that. So anyway, I was on the ship 13 months. We took also a load of coal to the Mediterranean in Cornwall. We stopped at Gibraltar. You know where Gibraltar is?
Mm-hmm.
As you go in the Mediterranean. We stopped in there and we dumped some coal off. Gibraltar needed coal too.
Yeah.
For the ships, not necessarily for the people who live there, but for the ships that come in there that might need bunkers to go in or out. So that was it. The rest of the coal we took to a place called Bone, B-O-N-E, in North Africa. Wasn't a military cargo, but they needed it because the infrastructure of Bone needed coal. Most of their vehicles, the trucks on the road, ran on coal.
Hmm.
I don't know about cars, but their infrastructure probably ran on coal. Where they got the coal from before, I don't know, because actually it's almost on the edge of the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff I don't know, but I took coal. We emptied the coal out, and we were told to go to Casablanca. Casablanca is out of the Mediterranean, and it's on the coast there, French Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I went there, but I soon found out. It was a little hostile, because the French people there were, even though the Germans had been there, they resented the entrance of the United States.
There was French
some,
did.
There was some trouble. They didn't like the Americans coming in there. In other words, I'll just say another way, they weren't real friends. But there was a movie on called Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart was in it. You've
yeah.
probably seen a movie. We couldn't find Mixbar. You know that? Mixbar.
Yeah.
That's where Rick...
Couldn't find it, right?
Yeah. the movie, I think, was made mostly outside of London. So it got nothing to do with Casablanca.
Right.
So we went there with loaded phosphate. I think it's some... No, I don't know phosphate. It was something to do with an ingredient to make iron into steel. We loaded up with that phosphate. And we took that back to England. It looked like sand. Mm.